The military is trying to determine whether to court-martial a Marine who killed two suspected insurgents in Iraq. Today at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, a hearing began for Lieutenant Ilario Pantano. He's accused of using deadly force against unarmed men. Just before the proceeding, his attorney Charles Gittens defended Pantano's actions.
My client is on record saying that he felt threatened by the two Iraqis who were coming from a place in which was located terrorist weapons, and he killed them because he feared for his life at that moment. That is a justified killing under the rules of engagement.
Pantano has received support from some members of Congress and veterans. NPR's Adam Hochberg is at Camp Lejeune. And Adam, there are differing accounts of what happened in this shooting last April. First, what do prosecutors say?
Indeed, prosecutors are saying that the killing was unjustified, that it amounted to little more than an execution. They go back to that day a year ago this month in Baghdad, when Marines were trying to raid a house that they suspected was an insurgent hideout. As they approached the house, they saw a car driving away, two Iraqi men in it. The Marines stopped the car. They ordered the two men to get out. And then Lieutenant Pantano said he was concerned that the car might be booby-trapped. So he did something that's somewhat unusual. He ordered the two Iraqis to search their car themselves. And that's where we start to get two different versions about what happened next. Prosecutors say that Pantano told two other servicemen who were nearby to turn their heads away, to turn their backs. And then they say he shot the two Iraqis in the back, firing more than 30 times from his M16, a show of force that they say was unwarranted.
And what is Lieutenant Pantano's version of events?
Lieutenant Pantano, as you heard his lawyer say, says that the killing was indeed justified and that it was done in self-defense. He said that as the two men were searching the car, they started talking to each other in Arabic. They ignored his order to stop talking. And then they turned towards him in a way that the lieutenant says he took as a threat. He said he fired in self-defense to protect himself and to protect the other Marines who were nearby.
Now, this is a preliminary hearing that's underway to figure out whether there will be a court-martial. What's the witness testimony been so far?
We've had a couple of witnesses testify this afternoon, and the testimony has centered on the question of whether Lieutenant Pantano went too far. One Marine who said he was nearby when the shooting took place said that he saw dust in the air, and he said it sounded to him like Lieutenant Pantano shot too many times. Another witness testified about something that Lieutenant Pantano did after the shooting. The lieutenant made a homemade sign, and he put it near the bodies in the street, a sign that read, "No better friend, no worse enemy." That's the motto of Pantano's Marine Division, and it's meant to convey that Marines would protect Iraqis who help them, but harm Iraqis who oppose them. The military says that it's not appropriate to send a message like that to kill people. The military portrays it as Lieutenant Pantano killing these two men to send a message. One witness today was asked rather pointedly by prosecutors whether anybody in the military chain of command had ever told Marines to make signs and put them near dead bodies. And the Marine answered, no, nobody ever had told them to do that.
Adam, what more can you tell us about the defendant, Lieutenant Pantano?
He's well-educated. He worked on Wall Street before he re-enlisted in the Marines. He originally served in the first Gulf War, then he re-enlisted after September 11th. His mother is a New York literary agent who has a lot of acquaintances and associates in the news media, and she has tried to build publicity for this case and has succeeded quite well. She's gotten a lot of support from conservative columnists and conservative bloggers. Even one member of Congress has taken to the House floor to support Lieutenant Pantano.
NPR's Adam Hochberg at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Adam, thanks very much.
Thank you.